It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The Alamo is in the midst of a massive redevelopment. There are big plans for the old San Antonio Mission, including a new museum and visitor center, an expanded footprint, and restoration of some original structures. The idea is to create a world-class experience that tells the whole history of the Shrine of Texas Liberty with a price tag of $450 million. But all those plans depend on a vote later this month by the Texas Historical Commission. That's according to the outgoing CEO of the Alamo Trust, Douglas McDonald, who joins us now on the Texas Standard. Douglas, welcome to the Standard.
Glad to be here.
First, an update on the status of the redesign. Where do things currently stand?
Well, we've got the conceptual designs pretty much together so people understand what the plans are for the site. As you described it, adding a museum, really re-clarifying the site. You know, substantially, people come to the Alamo today and many leave and say, is that all? Is there not more? And they don't understand that the Alamo was really the fortress, the mission footprint. It was the mission that was in front of the church, and they think that the entire Alamo was a church. So this really opens up and clarifies and restores that entire footprint, which would be exciting to the public.
Mm-hmm. Next week, as I mentioned, the Texas Historical Commission is going to vote on moving the cenotaph, which is a giant monument to the Alamo defenders. Can you tell us a little bit more about the history of that and why the plan to move it?
Well, there have been a lot of plans to move it over the years. This is actually the fifth attempt to try and improve the Alamo site. Many of those have included relocating the cenotaph. And we feel like if we're trying to create an 1836 site and a historic site, that a 60-foot monument in the center of a site where the primary building of that site is supposed to be the 35-foot-tall church really creates a problem. This is a great opportunity to re-clarify the site. So the Texas Historical Commission has to approve this permit, and that allows us to move forward.
Am I correct in saying the cenotaph was built for the centennial in 1936 or thereabouts?
It was built for the centennial in 36. It was dedicated in 1940. It was controversial when it was put in place. The Daughters of the Republic of Texas opposed the location that was chosen. Capini, the artist, wanted it in the center of the Alamo. The Daughters lost that battle, and it was put where Capini wanted it. We are putting it back where the Daughters wanted to have it placed originally.
Well, now, last week you told the San Antonio Business Journal that if the Historical Commission denies the application to move this cenotaph, then the rest of the development could be scrapped, and what, the money spent up to now would be wasted? Why is that?
No, I think what you'll find if the THC doesn't approve this is you'll find that the city will go ahead and will create a nice southern end Alamo Plaza. It'll be an urban development, urban space, but you won't see the museum. You won't see the reclaimed footprint or visit the Trevino House where Travis wrote those world-renowned letters.
One of the things that's fascinating to me about this is that this issue can evoke such a passionate response from people on both sides. Why has this been so controversial? Why is it, or does it remain controversial today? I guess this ties back to Texas history and interpretations.
You know, my observation in being part of this project now for almost 4 years is that people love to fight over the Alamo instead of fighting for the Alamo. And they love to fight about the Alamo as opposed to fighting for it. We're really fighting for the Alamo. We're fighting for a plan that actually allows the millions of people who come here to have a great experience, to understand the history and understand what it meant, but understand not just the history of 1836, but the history of the Spanish colonial era, understanding why it was the missionaries came here to settle this area, understand why it was that people in San Antonio decided they would go fight the Spanish forces at Medina in 1813, where they were fighting for independence from Spain at that point. I mean, this is a powerful story that transformed the Western Hemisphere, and that simply is unknown and untold today. And this is one opportunity in the lifetime of Texans to actually tell the story, to tell it right, and to tell, I think, one of the most important historical narratives in the Western Hemisphere, which is hugely diminished by the kind of sight that we experience today.
Any indication which way the vote might go?
We expect them to do the right thing. We have gone through the votes of City Council. We have gone through the votes of the Texas Historical Commission, the Historic Design Review Committee, the Planning Commission. Every one of these groups has overwhelmingly supported this. This is the last step in a long process. And we can't imagine that people want to see a plan that has been planned and worked on for 6 years and to see it jettisoned at this late moment.
Douglas McDonald is the outgoing CEO of the Alamo Trust. Douglas, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.